time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on in to Monday, April 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Reporting in for duty, Johnny on the spot, Officer Rick. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County, working back as a school cop today. Spring break is over. We are into the final stretch of this education year. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Want to let you know a couple of things have been happening probably for the last year where the radio station has been getting more known by a bunch of local listeners, people listening in our area, causing this show to grow in the ratings, to be competitive with other radio station shows. And some people reached out to us and said, you know, we understand what your mission is, we understand what you're trying to accomplish, but we just can't continue heading into a political election year afford politically for you to stay on the air. So we're going to put together some money. We're going to put together some people that want to take the radio station in a new direction. And we inquired, what about our listeners? What about our show? What about our mission? What about our radio family? And they said, well, we'll compensate you for that. You and Vicky can go on to other pursuits and do things that you want to do. Vicky's running for Antrim County Clerk here. We'll be filing her papers before the deadline. And you guys can do what you want, but basically we want the radio station. And after months of negotiations and talks back and forth, Vicky and I have made the decision that we are, in fact, going to sell the radio station and move on to other endeavors. So with a very heavy heart, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to us all these years. We greatly appreciate you guys. We appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate everybody joining us in our fight for our different endeavors. But we made the decision this segment right now will be my last segment, as they will be switching over this station to country music. That's the decision the new owners have made. And so we want to you know, give you guys a heads up as much as possible. But this was something that we felt we had to do. And I know I feel bad. I'm letting you guys down. And I apologize from the bottom of my heart. You guys have been fantastic listeners. We appreciate your support coming to all the different classes and events and things we've done over the years together. But we've decided that we're basically, this is it. This is our last segment. And we appreciate the new owners and keeping it confidential until the very end. And we thank you guys so very much. God bless you. You're in our thoughts and prayers. And we'll talk to you soon.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
all the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Okay, I can't continue with this anymore. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. So many of you already figured it out. I've got 47 unread text messages. This is a terrible April Fool's joke. Yes, it is. Very, very bad. Bob down in Hillsdale. Oh, my God, I feel gut punched. I'm so sorry to hear this. thanks for all you've done. I will have to find another station. So, I'm sorry, Jimmy Rieger, yeah, he knew it. Loud and clear over in Millersburg, April's Fools, yes, it was. I know, it was a bad joke. Greg says, I feel as if my best friend just died. I will miss your show and keep Lansing in check. All the best in your new journeys. So, greatly appreciate that. Oh, man. Laura says, who do I contact to let them know about 97.7 program changes and how upset I am? Laura, I'm so sorry. Randy, just came back from vacation to hear your sign-off. Really disappointed. Love listening every morning, but I get it. So sorry to see you go. Well, we're not going anywhere. Jeff, Captain Jeff, okay. he said, I like the country music, though. You can keep that going. More of Garth Brooks. Captain Jeff, not funny, all caps with three explanation points. Well, I got you guys. I got you. You can't say I didn't. Vicky and I talked about the direction this year, this station, what we would like to accomplish. And you're a part of it. For those of you who texted me and responded to my joke that I played, I got you, April Fool's joke. Here's what we have decided to do, though. We are doubling down on our efforts to get people involved in running for office. We've done the training. We've done the talks. You are all up to speed. You know what needs to be done. There's a class coming up April 13th. Deadline for getting your books is going to be Wednesday at 5 p.m. I'm extending the deadline to Wednesday, this Wednesday, April 3rd at 5 p.m. You need to come to the class. You need to learn Robert's Rules of Order, the Michigan State Constitution, and you need to run for office this year. And I'm not just talking precinct delegate, which is May 7th filing. I'm talking April 23rd at 3 o'clock. It's time that we get people to run as county commissioners, school board members, township supervisors, treasurers, clerks, people. You need to be engaged. You got to do this. We are in the process of running for county clerk here in Antrim County. Vicki and I are a team. As soon as I get done with the show, there are some things that are being ordered, signs, business cards, wraps for the vehicles we're going to be putting on. We will be pulling a trailer with yard signs around the county, putting them up on major intersections and private property, putting up yard signs, knocking on doors, talking to people about voting for Vicki for county clerk. We know how to do it. You guys know how to do it. If you don't, we'll teach you. We have a sign manufacturer that we're working with out of Iowa, very affordable signs. We have a banner company in Traverse City. We have print. We've made print decisions regarding Printivity. It's a new company. We're not using Vistaprint anymore. We are going to do this, and we're going to show you how to do it. Now, we have a deadline coming up. April 23rd is a deadline to file for office. Basically, we're talking 3 weeks from tomorrow. Again, the class is a week from this Saturday. Deadline is going to be 5 p.m. on Wednesday to order the books. We'll have them in. We're going to hold the class in Traverse City. You're invited. You need to be a part of it. If we can run for office, so can you. We're going to have guests on. We're going to be talking to different people that are going to be running for office. We're going to do this together. Why? Because even the most liberal polling company in Lansing, the Sorpopolis group, Sorpopolis is a longtime liberal, Target Insight, his formal company's name, says due to the fact that this is a presidential year with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, Michigan State House Republicans are looking to pick up 3 to 7 seats in November. What does that tell you? That tells you that if you run as a Republican this year, and you're the real Republican, and you get that information out to your people in your district, that you're not a Democrat running as a Republican, you are a real Republican, this is what I stand for, this is what I will fight for, please vote for me in the August 6th primary, you will win your primary, and you will be elected in November. For Ed to come out with these predictions this early is very, very interesting, the way he's breaking this down. Sorpopolis has been handicapping legislative races in Michigan since the 1980s. He said the base Republican numbers were poorly turned out in the 2022 election. I've been saying it ever since it happened. 1.4 million of you who voted in November 3rd, 2020 election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden did not bother to vote in 22. 1.4 million people. And who were part of that? Who was a large base of that number? Independent swing voters. They did not like the far-right Republicans on the November ballot, like Tudor Dixon, primarily due to her position, her stance on abortion. So as a result, they didn't even bother to vote. A MERS news story on Thursday came out on Friday that House Republicans dramatically overperformed Tudor Dixon in the 2022 general election. How did the House Republicans do that? By winning 13 seats that the incumbent Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer won, and 17 seats that Jocelyn Benson won. Republicans at the House level defeated and got more votes than the Democrats who did not vote for them, but voted for Whitmer and Benson. Stop and think about that. We're going to continue the story on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. This